Ready?
Some teams want it to happen. Some teams wish it would happen. We make it happen.
That's right.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Let's go.
Let's go courtside for today's game.
Well, good afternoon and welcome in to the Health and Sports Center here in Kearney, Nebraska for Game 2 of the 2022-2023 regular season campaign for the Northwest Missouri women's basketball team as they take on the Golden Eagles of Minnesota Crookston. Welcome you into our pregame show. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network. And for Northwest, a high-scoring affair for them in their first game of the season yesterday as they won it 95-86 over Southwest Minnesota State. Really nice win to get the team started. We'll hear from head coach Austin Meyer here later in our pregame show, but he's very happy with how his offense looked. Now, one thing he was very adamant was he wants to improve the defense here today against this Minnesota Crookston team, a team that is 0-1. They fell to UNK 69-49 last night in the 7 o'clock game. Minnesota Crookston, a team that was 4-19 last season, and now they play a Northwest Missouri State team that they played in the opening tournament last year. They lost that game 53-48 to Northwest Missouri State. They're under the direction of 17th year head coach Mike Roysland, and they have a lot of new faces, 9 new players on their team. Last night they had 2 freshmen in the starting lineup. They have 6 total freshmen on the roster, so this is a very inexperienced bunch for Minnesota Crookston. Meanwhile, for Northwest Missouri State, they are a team that was very young last year, but this year returning a lot of those young players, and so they feel pretty good about where they're going to be at this season with a lot of those returners. They were led yesterday by 2 Bearcats in double digits. Molly Hartnett and Jaina Green both finished with 20 points last night in the 95-86 win over Southwest Minnesota State. Bearcats shot 52% from the field yesterday, 7-for-19 from 3. They had 28 bench points. That was one of their better offensive performances of the time under head coach Austin Meyer. Again, you'll hear from him here in a second. We'll step aside. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll start out taking a look at this Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles team as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More at clarindahealth.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More information on products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. And from the National Investors Team, R. Joe Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. R. Joe and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome you back into Kearney as the Bearcats get ready for their second game of the 2022 2023 campaign. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as we bring you the second game of the season for the women's basketball team. Let's take a look at this Minnesota Kristunet Golden Eagles squad. They're under the direction of head coach Mike Roysland, who is in his 17th season. He has 135 wins in his 16 years, but so far 0-1 after their 69-49 loss to UNK yesterday. This is a team part of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And again, yesterday, they just struggled to shoot the ball, especially in the first quarter. They had shot 7% against UNK. They were outscored 16-2 in that fourth quarter. They ended up shooting 36% from the field, 7-for-22 from three, but they were 1-for-10 in the first half. They only shot three free throws in the entire contest. In this series, Bearcats lead it 2-1 against Minnesota Crookston. They've won the last two meetings 53-48 and 66-64, but then they lost 79-71 in 2018. Bren Fox is going to be the key player to watch for this Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles bunch, the 6'3 redshirt senior out of Minnesota. She was the fourth leading scorer for the Golden Eagles last year, the only returning starter for the Golden Eagles this year. Last night, only 4 points, though, for her. They had no players in double digits. Golden Eagles yesterday, Emma Miller ended up finishing with 8 points. Nicole Hernandez, she had 6 points. And then Natalie Mikron had 8 points last night as well, shooting 3-for-7 from the field. But again, this team shot 1-for-10 in the first half from three. They're going to have to get some shots to fall against the Northwest Missouri Bearcat team that, again, scored 95 points in their win over Southwest Minnesota State last night. So for Minnesota Crookston, trying to get one win of two here. A team 4-19 last year. It was a 53-48 win for Northwest in Maryville against Minnesota Crookston last year. Bren Fox, again, the only player back from that Golden Eagles bunch from yesterday, or from last year. She had 14 points last year. And then for Northwest Missouri, Peyton Rowe didn't play yesterday. Had 14 for Northwest. And Peyton Kelderman had 10 points in that contest for Northwest Missouri. We'll step aside coming up on our pregame show. We'll now flip the script, take a look at this Northwest Missouri Bearcat 1-0 bunch as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on Clarinda Regional's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts to hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph. Also from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. And from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More info at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on Clarinda Regional's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts to hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits.
Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph. Also from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Oak. Support for today's game.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome you back to the Health and Sports Center as we're getting you ready for this one between Northwest Missouri and Minnesota Crookston. Second game of the regular season for Northwest Missouri State after their 95-86 win over Southwest Minnesota State yesterday. Let's talk about the big win for the Bearcats. It was their first 90-point game since November 13th of 2019, and that was against an NAIA opponent in Kansas Christian, so a very impressive win for the Bearcats yesterday offensively. And now they'll look to carry that momentum against the Minnesota Crookston team that struggled to score yesterday against UNK. Yesterday for the Bearcats, again, they were led by Molly Hartnett, who played 30 minutes. She had 20 points and 8 assists, shot 4 for 9 from the field. Also, Jaina Green, 37 minutes last night for the Bearcats, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, 9 for 16 from the field. But the most impressive player was probably the 5'11 freshman going out of St. Joseph, Ella Moody. She played 29 minutes off the bench, 18 minutes, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 7 for 9 from the field, 4 for 4 from the free throw line in her first collegiate start here in the regular season. She was very impressive. Also, what definitely helped out the Bearcats yesterday, they shot 26 free throws yesterday. They were fouled a lot, and they made 22 of them. They also had 28 points off the bench, and so they were helped out in a lot of ways yesterday. The Bearcats were. They never trailed in yesterday's game, and they shot 52% from the field. Well, coming up on our pregame show, it's my conversation with head coach Austin Meyer as we get you ready for Northwest Missouri and Minnesota Crookston. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal of Maryville and Nick Coderman of St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insuredNick.com. And from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, and carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckardsflooring.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in the agriculture, oil production, and auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at nucor.com. Support also comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome you back inside the Health and Sports Center here in Kearney, home of the UNK Lopers, as we get you ready for pregame with Northwest Missouri and Minnesota Crimson's second game of the 2022-2023 campaign for the women's basketball team after starting out 1-0. Well, I was able to talk with head coach Austin Meyer pregame about the win last night and what he expects from Minnesota Crookston here today.
Joined pregame with head coach Austin Meyer leading up to this game with Minnesota Crookston. Coach, a nice win to start out the season yesterday. You guys put up a lot of points. What were the biggest takeaways from that one?
Yeah, we did. We played really well offensively. We were efficient. We got the ball inside early. I think that really helped. It kind of opened things up throughout the game. Didn't do a very good job defensively. Obviously, giving up 85 is a lot, but it was very encouraging to see, you know, kind of what we could do offensively.
That was an interesting team that you saw yesterday. Kind of ran a five-guard set to start of the game. Did that provide any challenges?
Yeah, it did, because it's always a matchup issue. You know, when we, you know, we have some really good post players in there, but when they're playing five guards that run and shoot, it can be tough. Now, obviously, it gives us an advantage on the other end. So I think there was three or four possessions at one point in that game where it was just, I was almost waiting to see if, I think each of us was waiting to see if the other coach was going to adjust, if they were going to go bigger or we were going to go smaller, just because we both kept scoring. You know, we couldn't guard them on the perimeter, and then we'd score inside, and it was just kind of exchanging baskets. But we went a little bit smaller late defensively. But it'll be a different game today, more post presence in there, and so this will be a bigger game for our post players.
I wanted to talk about Ella Moody. She had a really big game as a freshman. I mean, what did you see from her? Played 29 minutes yesterday for you.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks ago we were deciding whether we were going to redshirt her or not, kind of, which I'm probably dumb for even thinking that. But no, she's just really has no fear. She's a really good player, gets downhill, can finish around the basket. She's strong. We've gotten her into some post-up situations, and she's a really good passer out of it. I mean, she had 5 assists, 0 turnovers in 29 minutes, and just a freshman that's going to keep getting better.
You talked about it with me yesterday pregame about, you know, when Southwest Minnesota State was kind of closing the gap, you guys were able to get some big buckets. So just what did you like from your team in that aspect?
Yeah, we, you know, in the past, you know, we've really struggled when teams make runs. And Southwest Minnesota is a good team, and the way they play, they're a run heavy team. So they made 3 or 4 runs in that game. You know, we called some timeouts, got back in the huddle, and then we came out and countered that. So I think that was really big for our team. We've always tried to focus on next play mentality and not worrying about what happened before, but focus on the next play. I think that really showed that even when teams can make a run, you just got to get back to doing what you were doing, executing before the run happened and clean up. You know, transition D, we weren't great at. Guard the ball, we weren't great at. But it was a good challenge for us defensively.
What about Minnesota Crookston? This is a very young team. What do you see from them?
Yeah, young team, motion offense team. They play primarily man-to-man. So post play, that's really good. She played really well against us last year, so we got to make sure we don't let her catch it easy in there. You know, pressure on the perimeter, they got a lot of kids that can shoot it, so we don't want to give them easy looks. And then, you know, we have a size advantage, I think, from the guard position, so, you know, we'll probably get into our post-up stuff from the guard position and just play out of it.
That'd be really nice, too, that you were kind of able to watch that game live to see kind of what they did.
Yeah, definitely. The first game's always tough because, you know, on a scouting report with Southwest Minnesota, there's, you know, 5 or 6 kids on their freshmen. So you're going back and I'm watching, you know, high school film and highlight videos, and you're trying to find anything you can on kids to get an idea. So it's nice to have a game because Crookston, like Southwest, has some young kids. So to see them in a live play and kind of get a little bit of a feel. Obviously, one game doesn't tell you everything, but which kids like to go left, you know, who their spot-up shooters are, things like that. So a better idea. Obviously, they have a game of film on us, too. So,
and what was just the experience like for your team yesterday getting to play here in Kearney to start out the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get out on the road and just be together as a team, and the bonding that they get to do on these road trips is great. But we talked in the locker room, just a complete team effort, 1 through 15. We got a lot of kids on this team that can play, a lot of really good players, and kind of figuring out where our rotations are at right now and who's getting minutes here and there and things like that. So, but, you know, I thought our energy was really good. That's the biggest thing for us, is we want to focus on playing really hard, play with a lot of energy, and be into the game. And if we can control those things and the results, you know, hopefully take care of themselves.
Big thanks to head coach Austin Meyer for talking to me for today's pregame show. Well, we'll step aside, but coming up, we'll meet the starters, and then it's tip-off from Kearney in the second game of the regular season. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazango Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance, agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe with the full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more. Information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com. At Ziegler Ag Equipment, we're ready. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at USBank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph. Support also comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com. Also from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome you back to Kearney as we get you ready for tip-off here between Northwest Missouri and Minnesota Crookston. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as Northwest Missouri 1-0 in the season, trying to improve to 2-0 to start out the season. At this game with Minnesota Crookston, again, a team that fell to UNK yesterday. That was a 69-49 win for the Lopers. Lopers, another MIAA opponent, but the Bearcats will have to wait till later in the season to match up with UNK. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the Bearcats under the direction of head coach Austin Meyer, 1-0 on the season after their 95-point win over Southwest Minnesota State, 95-86. They'll go the same way they did yesterday. First will be the 5'5 sophomore guard out of Kansas City, Kansas, Evelyn Vasquez. Played 20 minutes last night, 9 points on 2-for-4 shooting, 2 assists, and 2 steals. That'll be the 5'9 sophomore guard, Molly Hartnett, out of Overland Park, Kansas. She played 30 minutes last night at 20 points, 8 assists on 4-for-9 shooting, 0-for-2 from 3, but 12-for-12 on free throws. That'll be the 5'9 sophomore guard, Peyton Kelderman, out of Urbandale, Iowa. She played 38 minutes last night, 14 points, 5 assists, and 2 steals on 5-for-14 shooting. She made 4 three-pointers last night as well. The forwards then, well, first it'll be the 6'2 sophomore out of Creston, Iowa, Kelsey Fields. She only played 16 minutes last night, 4 points, 4 rebounds on 2-for-2 shooting. And then rounding out the starting five for the Bearcats, it'll be the 6-foot junior forward out of Omaha, Nebraska, Jaina Green. She played 37 minutes last night, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks on 9-for-16 shooting from the field. Now let's meet the starting lineup for the Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles under the direction of Mike Roysland in his 17th season. 0-1 so far on the season after their 69-49 loss to UNK. They'll go a little bit differently. One change to their starting lineup from yesterday. First will be the 5-1 freshman guard out of Albertville, Minnesota, Emma Miller. In her collegiate debut last night, had 28 minutes, 8.6 assists on 3-for-10 shooting, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Then making her first start this season will be the 5'10 sophomore guard out of Breezy Point, Minnesota, Erica Lane. 15 minutes last night, 4 points, 3 rebounds on 2-for-6 shooting. She is a transfer from UND. Then it'll be the 5'6 freshman guard, Natalie McRot, out of Willow River, Minnesota. She played 25 minutes last night, had 8 points on 3-for-7 shooting, 2-for-5 from 3-point land. Then it'll be the 6-foot sophomore forward, Alex Page, out of Grand Forks, North Dakota. She played 22 minutes last night, had 7 points, 2 assists, two rebounds on 3-for-6 shooting from the field, 1-for-1 from downtown. Running out the starting nine, or starting five for Minnesota, Crookston will be the 6'3 redshirt senior center out of Norwood, Young America, Minnesota, Bren Fox. Played 22 minutes last night, only 4 points with one block, one steal, four rebounds on 2-for-8 shooting. So again, for Minnesota Crookston, they'll go Miller, Lane, Mikrot, Page, and Fox. And for Northwest Missouri, they will go Vasquez, Hartnett, Kelderman, Fields, and Jaina Green. Again, this is part of the kind of four-team round robin here in Kearney to open up the regular season for three of these teams. UNK played last week. They won last night 69-49 over Minnesota Crookston. They now play Southwest Minnesota State later tonight. Tip-off of that game is set for 4 p.m. Step aside for the national anthem, but tip-off is just ahead here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main and Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest. For more information or to browse inventory, tri-stateFordMaryville.com. Support also comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville. With over 30 years of service and nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation/giving.
Welcome you back here to Kearney as we are just about ready for tip-off here between Northwest Missouri and Minnesota Crookston. John Willis back with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as we get you ready for this one. See the Bearcats and the Golden Eagles. Bearcats trying to start out their season 2-0. Jersey combination tonight for the Bearcats. They're technically the road team today. They're in their all blacks with gray lettering. Nice looking uniforms. And then for Minnesota Crookston, they will be in their all whites with maroon lettering, kind of a yellow outline as they open up the season here with the Bearcats. Of course, they opened up their season yesterday with UNK, but getting their season well underway. Minnesota Crookston in the NSIC trying to fight to turn things around after a 4-19 season last year. And for Northwest Missouri, they're trying to build off their 17-12 year last year, a team that's going to continue to get better and better, especially with this young nucleus. As both teams take the floor, just about ready for tip-off here between Northwest Missouri, Minnesota Crookston. Again, Northwest Missouri, they'll go Evelyn Vasquez, Molly Hartnett, Peyton Kelderman, Kelsey Fields, and Jaina Green. Same starting lineup as last night. And then for Minnesota Crookston, they'll go Emma Miller, Erica Lane, Natalie McCross, Alex Page, and Bren Fox. Both teams take the floor. We're ready for tip-off here on the Bearcat Radio Network as Bren Fox will jump up with Kelsey Fields. Fields jumping at 6'2", Fox at 6'3". Pretty good matchup for the tip-off as the tip-off is underway. Fight for it, and it is won by the Bearcats. And we are underway as Molly Hartnett will start things out on the left wing, dribbling it up the floor now, moves into the left corner. They like to work to this left side a lot as Hartnett goes in, takes a running four-footer, it clanks off the glass and in. Bearcats start out hot, 2-0. They lead it over the Golden Eagles. Now we'll see the Minnesota Crookston attack for the first time here this afternoon as Emma Miller will bring it up the floor, gets a screen from Fox, drives inside, kicks it up, top of the key to Fox. Fox dribbling, hands it off. Here goes Erica Lane making her first start with Minnesota Crookston. McCron now has it in the left corner. McCron on the left wing, pass up top to Emma Miller. Miller, a couple feet outside the top of the key, 5 to shoot. Miller drives in, running 12-footer. That one goes for Emma Miller. Miller, the 5-1 freshman out of Albertville, Minnesota, gets on the board early. We're tied at 2. Just about 9 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Smalley Hartnett driving into the lane, backing up just inside the free throw line, bounce past the Fields on the left block. She now kicks it out to Vasquez. Vasquez, left wing, drives inside, out the left elbow, throws it over to Green in the right corner. Green goes inside, she has her pass tipped out of bounds by Brent Fox, so possession will stay with the Bearcats. 8:52 remaining in the first quarter, Bearcats and the Golden Eagles tied at 2. Smalley Hartnett will inbound. Kelderman has it on the left wing, drives inside, running 8-footer, is a little strong off the back iron. Brent Fox secures the defensive rebound for Minnesota Crookston. Miller brings it the other way. Erica Lane now has it on the left wing. 8:40 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Bearcats and Golden Eagles tied at 2. Fox in the low post, driving inside, going under the basket, guarded by Fields, kicks it out to Alex Page. Page on the left wing. Almost has her pass stolen away by Vasquez. Now Brent Fox will step into a 21-footer, a little short off the front iron. Kelderman now to bring it the other way for Northwest Missouri. Stands at the top of the key, gets a screen from Green on the left elbow, kicks it to Vasquez on the right wing. Vasquez drives inside, throws up a shot off the backboard with the left hand. It's too strong. Rebound Fox. Miller will now bring it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. 2 minutes into the game, both teams with a field goal. Fox in the post takes a fadeaway 11-footer, a little short off the front iron. So both teams struggling from the field to start out this one. Vasquez almost is pickpocketed by Miller as Vasquez will be fouled by Erica Lane. First foul by either team. It was a very clean game for Minnesota Crookston yesterday. They only shot 4 free throws. For Northwest Missouri, they shot 26 free throws in that game yesterday. Kelderman has it on the left wing. Pass inside to Fields. Fields working into the low post. Fields will now kick it back out to Kelderman. Kelderman on the left wing. Gets a screen. Takes a 13-footer. It's a little short. McCrott gets the rebound for the Golden Eagles and Minnesota Crookston to work it the other way. McCrott right wing. Steps into a 3. That one's short off the front iron. Both teams continuing to struggle from the field. Vasquez will bring it the other way. Pass to Green. Green goes all the way. Puts up a layup with the right hand. It's short. Rebound by Page. Crookston to work it the other way. Page, great feed inside to Brent Fox. Her layup, though, is a little short. Defensive rebound scooped up by Northwest Missouri. We're still tied at 2 with just about 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Smalley Hartnett gets a screen from Vasquez, drives inside, takes a running 4-footer with the right hand, gets it to go, but will they call that an offensive foul? They do, and so Minnesota Crookston will take over. Nice job defensively as we will see some substitutions. Ella Moody checks into the game for Northwest Missouri again. 29 minutes off the bench yesterday, 18 points, 5 assists. Again, they had 28 bench points, the Bearcats did yesterday. Got a lot of help from their bench in yesterday's contest. Here's Taryn Frazier who steps into an 18-footer. It's an air ball. It'll land out of bounds. Northwest Missouri will take over. Tied at 2. It's 6:49 remaining in the first quarter. Bearcats and the Golden Eagles. Second game of the regular season for both of these teams. Vasquez to bring it up the floor, hands it off to Kelderman. Now up top to Ella Moody. Bounce pass to Fields on the left elbow. Fields, nice pass inside Green. Green goes up with the layup. Right-handed layup is good. Bearcats up 4-2 with 6.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Nice pass inside to Fox. Fox on the right block. Back it up. Fox looking for someone to go. Takes a fadeaway 6-footer. That one is money for Bren Fox. And Fox struggled yesterday, only scored 4 points in 22 minutes for Minnesota Crookston. Again, their only returning starter from last season. Tied at 4 with 6 minutes to play in the first. Lead pass inside to Fields. Fields is fouled as she goes up. And so she will go to the line and shoot 2. The foul was committed by Brent Fox. Kelsey Fields will head to the free throw line. And again, a couple more substitutions. Molly Hartnett checks back into the game, as well as Lauren Gillig for Northwest Missouri. So Kelsey Fields to the free throw line.
tying at 4 with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Her first free throw is a little strong. Again, 26 total free throws for the Bearcats yesterday. They hit 22 of them. That's 86% from the field. The second one, that one is good. So Bearcats lead at 5-4. Just about 6 minutes left to play as Lauren Iman checks into the game for Northwest Missouri. Iman, 6'2 redshirt freshman, played 8 minutes yesterday, had 7 points. Emma Miller gets it to Taryn Frazier on the right wing. Bearcats lead by 1 with 6 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Miller drives inside. Bounce pass inside to Hernandez. It's stolen away by Iman. Bearcats now will work it the other way with Molly Harnett, who will slow it down, working from left to right. Hartnett drives inside, goes all the way. Left-handed layup from the left block is off the glass and in. 7-4 Bearcats with 5.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Erica Lane on the right wing gets a screen from Hernandez, drives in, goes up, throws up a shot with the right hand. That one goes off the glass and down. Nice shot there, and that cuts the lead back to 1. 7-6 Bearcats over the Golden Eagles. 5:15 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Here goes Ella Moody at the right block, and she traveled. Took a couple too many steps in the right post as Lily Orzem will check into the game for Minnesota Crookston. She will check in for Veronica Schwartz. 7-6, Bearcats over the Golden Eagles with just over 5 minutes left to play in this first quarter as Emma Miller will slowly dribble it up the court with the left hand, gets a screen from Hernandez, drives inside, kicks it back out. Nicole Hernandez steps into a straight-on 3, strong off the back iron. Iman locks up the defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Kelderman now to work it the other way. Ella Moody hands it off to Kelderman. Kelderman now gets a screen from Iman, steps into a 24-footer. That one's good from downtown. 10-6 Bearcats over the Golden Eagles with 4:40 remaining in the first. Orzem gets it in the corner to Frazier. Bearcats up 4, 10-6. Swinging the ball around. There's Emma Miller now in the corner to Orzem. Pass inside. Nicole Hernandez backing up. Kicks it back out to Frazier. 10 to shoot for the Golden Eagles. Kick it back out. Hernandez on the right wing. Kicks it up to Emma Miller. Miller, 5 seconds to shoot. Drives inside. Takes a shot from the free throw line. It is short off the front of the iron. Bearcats will work it the other way with just over 4 minutes now left to play in the first quarter. Ella Moody drives inside, working on the left block, backing up into the post. Fadeaway six-footer. That one is nothing but net. Bearcats up 12-6 now with just under 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Now, Minnesota Crookston to work it the other way. Nicole Hernandez in the post, kicks it out to Miller, has a little trouble with it, but scoops it up. Miller gets a screen from Nicole Hernandez, now kicks it to Lily Orzem on the right wing. Orzem, pass up top to Erica Lane. Lane drives inside, stumbles, loses the ball. Her teammate Orzem picks it up, takes a 12-footer from the right corner, and it's short. Rebound by Northwest Missouri. They will now move it from left to right. Here's Peyton Kelderman. Kelderman, top of the key. Gets it into Lauren Gillig. Gillig, pass to Moody. Moody on the right block. Pass cross court. It goes off the fingertips of Molly Hartnett and out of bounds. And we will get a timeout. 3:18 remaining in the first quarter. Bearcats lead it over the Golden Eagles 12-6. This is Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts and hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Back with you from the Health and Sports Center. As it's been a nice start for the Bearcats. A little bit struggling for the field so far, shooting 5-for-9. But for Minnesota Crookston, their offensive struggles continue as they're shooting 27% from the field so far early in this one. As Emma Miller will work it up the floor for Minnesota Crookston. Down by 6, Bearcats up 12-6 over Minnesota Crookston, and we will get a foul on Molly Hartnett as her and Bren Fox both kind of stumbled. So possession will stay with the Golden Eagles. The Golden Eagles working from right to left here in the first quarter. And checking into the game as well as Ella Moody. Moody checking in for Molly Hartnett. As Miller will now inbound from the baseline for Minnesota Crookston. Gets it into Natalie McCraw at the right wing. Just about 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Taryn Frazier swings it to Paige in the left corner. Paige, bounce pass inside. Brent Fox, great lead pass. Reverse layup is good by Alex Paige. And the foul. Paige will head to the line trying to make it a three-point play. It's a beautiful pass by Brent Fox. As Alex Paige will head to the free throw line. Paige, the 6-foot sophomore forward from North Dakota. Trying to cut the lead to 3. 12-8, Bearcats lead it here in the first. The free throw is up, and it is good. So 12-9, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles as Vasquez will work it up the floor to Northwest Missouri. Vasquez gets a screen, drives inside, working on the right block. Vasquez throws up a shot with the right hand. It is off the left of the iron. Emma Miller will bring it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. Miller working from right to left. Gets a screen, drives inside. Miller backing up. Back outside to Natalie McCron. McCron on the left wing. Pass up top to Paige. Paige swings it over to Frazier. Bounce pass inside to Fox. Fox on the right block. Goes under the basket. She is fouled by Kelsey Fields before the shot. And so Minnesota Crookston will just inbound here. 4 fouls so far on the Bearcats. 2 on the Golden Eagles. Emma Miller to inbound from the baseline for Minnesota Crookston. They'll throw it well into the backcourt to Taryn Frazier. Frazier gets a screen from Fox, drives inside, kicks it out. Miller in the right corner. Got about a 3, now pass it up top to McCrock. Over to Paige in the left wing, now in the corner. Swinging the ball around, passes high, stolen away by Kelsey Fields. Minnesota Crookston turnover. Only the second turnover for them so far. Here in this one is Ella Moody on the left wing, drives inside, stumbles, loses the ball, kicks it back out, and now it's stolen away by Emma Miller. Miller working on the fast break, going coast to coast, lays it up and in with the left hand. That cuts the lead to 1. Bearcats up 12-11 with a minute 50 and counting remaining in the first quarter. As Vasquez hands it off to Kaylee Keston, who just checked into the game. Now to Fields, the right elbow, kicks it out. Ella Moody drives inside, working at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Vasquez. Vasquez on the right wing, drives inside, goes all the way, throws up a shot with the right hands off the glass, and no good, but she gets her own miss. Kicks it back out, Fields. Fields over to Keston on the left wing, and a travel. She stuttered, thought about throwing up a shot, and then tried to drive inside, and that'll get a travel every time. As Emma Miller will bring this the other way for Minnesota Crookston. A couple substitutions for the Golden Eagles. Just about a minute 20 remaining in the first quarter. Taryn Frazier on the right wing. Passing into the corner to Emma Miller. Miller right corner, drives inside, steps back out on the right wing. Pass inside to Fox. Fox on the right block. Trying to post up against Fields. Fade away, 9-footer. It's off the left of the iron. And no good. Just about a minute and counting left to play in the first quarter. Kelderman. On the left elbow, trying to find somewhere to go with the ball, gets it to Vasquez. Vasquez drives inside at the right block. She is fouled by Emma Miller. We'll see if they count this on the shot or if they'll say it was before. They will say this was on the shot, so Vasquez will go to the free throw line. Evelyn Vasquez, the 5'5 sophomore guard from Kansas City, played 20 minutes last night, scored 9 points. Her first free throw is good, so 13-11. Bearcats lead it over the Golden Eagles. Vasquez takes one dribble, her second free throw. Strong, but an offensive rebound by Fields. Fields kicks it out. Keston on the right wing. Back out to Kelderman. Steps into a 23-foot three-pointer. Bingo! Bearcats lead it 16-11 over the Golden Eagles with 39 seconds and counting remaining in the first quarter. Zem Miller will slowly bring it the other way. Now top to Alex Paige. Paige inside to Fox. Fox working in the post. Drives inside, guarded by Fields. Turns around. Fade away. Four-footer is blocked by Fields. Bearcats to bring it the other way with Keston. Now the shot clock is turned off, so they can take this to the end of the first quarter if they so choose. As right now, Vasquez just holding it. Vasquez now hands it off to Kelderman. Back to Keston. 7 seconds to shoot. Vasquez gets a screen. Drives inside. Goes up. Hesitates. Spins around. Fade away. Six-footer with the left hand. Will go off the glass and down to beat the buzzer and end off the first quarter. A couple buckets late to pull away for the Bearcats. They lead it 18-11 after the first quarter. Second quarter action is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
First quarter action just ending as the Bearcats lead it 18-11 over Minnesota Crookston. Solid first quarter for the green and the black. This was a nice start to the first for Northwest Missouri. Peyton Kellerman leading all scorers with 6 points thus far. Bringing you today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network. And if you're watching along on Loper Vision and the MIAA Network, as Emma Miller will get a screen, drives inside to the left block. Kicks it back out to Brent Fox. Swings it over to Frazier. Frazier on the right wing. Drives inside. Gets it to Page. Page drives inside. Throws up a shot off the glass. No good. Brent Fox with the offensive rebound, but it's blocked by Green. And now trying to save it was Erica Lane. She stepped out of bounds. And so it'll be a turnover. Bearcats take over. Minnesota Crookston was led by Emma Miller with 4 points in the first quarter on 2-for-3 shooting. It's Molly Hartnett back into the game to start out this second quarter. Just 30 seconds into this second quarter as Hartnett kicks it out to Vasquez. Vasquez drives inside, goes all the way. Right-handed layup is short. Gets her own miss. Hartnett back to Fields. A 5-footer is a little strong off the back of the glass. Sam Miller will bring it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. Bearcats up 7. She runs into a 9-footer. That one is good for Emma Miller. She did it a couple times yesterday against UNK. It's an impressive-looking shot. It's Molly Hartnett. Work it the other way for Northwest Missouri. Kelderman, top of the key. Pass inside to Fields. Goes up with the right hand. Her layup off the glass is too strong. Brent Fox gets the rebound. And now Alex Page will bring it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. Crookston down by 5, 18-13. They get it up top to Frazier. Frazier looking for a screen on the right wing. She loses the ball, but it went off of Gina Green. That is why she did lose the ball. As now Natalie McCrock will check into the game for Emma Miller. Emma Miller has played a lot, 11 minutes so far for Miller. I think she's getting her first rest of the contest. As Taryn Frazier swings it over to McCrone on the right wing, and now drives inside of the post, takes a running 6-footer short, but Brent Fox for the offensive rebound. She kicks it back out to Page. Page straight on 3 on its way. That one is off the right side of the backboard. Defensive rebound scooped up by Peyton Kelderman. Now the other way, Jaina Green underneath the basket, gets it to Fields. Fields is fouled by Page as she goes up for a shot, so Kelsey Fields will head to the free throw line. Kelsey Fields so far 1-for-2 in today's contest from the charity stripe. Takes a couple dribbles, her first free throw is up a little strong off the back of the iron and out, so that now makes her 1-for-3 in this afternoon's contest from the free throw line. Second one from Fields. That one is good. So even 50% from Kelsey Fields. 2-for-4 from the free throw line so far in this one. Taryn Frazier to bring it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. 19-13, Bearcats lead it. Erica Lane goes all the way. Her shot is strong off the backboard. Fields had the rebound for Northwest Missouri as Vasquez kicks it to Hartnett. Hartnett in the left corner kicks it out. Jaina Green back to Vasquez. Vasquez, top of the key, drives inside behind the back. And that kicks it back out to Green. Green up top, Kelderman, 13 to shoot. Kelderman, bounce pass back to Green. Green goes up with the right hand. Her layup off the glass is good. A beautiful pass that time from Peyton Kelderman to set that one up. And now the Bearcats back up by 8, 21-13. With 7.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Taryn Frazier spins around, drives inside, loses the ball. Evelyn Vasquez pickpocketed her. Now Jaina Green will bring it the other way for Northwest Missouri. Hands it off to Kelderman. Kelderman drives inside, kicks it out. Green steps into a three. That one rims in and out. Taryn Frazier with a defensive rebound for Minnesota Crookston. 7:10 remaining in the second quarter. Page up top to McCrott. McCrott right wing to Lane, now inside to Fox. Fox on the right block. Backing up, spinning around, fade away. Six-footer is strong. Kelsey Fields with a defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Just under 7 minutes now left to play in the first half. Bearcats up 21-13. Hartnett dribbles to the left side of the court, working in the left corner. Gets it to Kelderman. Kelderman in the left block. To Fields at the free throw line, now out to Green. Vasquez with under 10 to shoot, now 7 to shoot. Vasquez running 11-footer, and that one clatters around and in, and it's now a 10-point lead for the Bearcats, their largest so far of the contest. Alex Page swings it in the corner to Erica Lane, now inside to Fox. Fox on the left block, backing up, trying to post up Fields. Works inside, spinning around under the basket. Reverse layup is short. She was fouled. So Bren Fox will head to the free throw line. This is only the second free throw shot taken as the Bearcats substitute four new players in, and Minnesota Crookston substitutes three new players in. We'll meet the players as we go on. As now for the Bearcats, it's Iman Gillig along with Moody, Keston, and Vasquez as the first free throw from Bren Fox is a little strong. 23-13, Bearcats over the Golden Eagles. The second free throw on its way. That one is nothing but an animal. Now we'll get another substitution with Janie Tormanen checking into the game. 23-14, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles with 6:10 and counting remaining in the first half. Kaylee Keston up top to Lauren Gillig. Now back to Vasquez. Gillig steps into a right wing three. Bingo! Lauren Gillig gets a three, and the Bearcats are up 12 with just under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Natalie McCrott on the right wing drives inside, looking for somewhere to go. Gets it up top to Nicole Hernandez. Now back to Tormanen. Tormanen straight on, gets it to Miller. Miller on the left wing. Dribbling top of the key now to McCrott. Bounce pass inside to Hernandez. Hernandez will be stripped away by Vasquez. Vasquez takes it away on the turnover. Vasquez will kick it back out to Iman, and Lauren Iman traveled. Too many steps for the 6'2 redshirt freshman. And we will see a timeout. 5:30 remaining in the first half. 26-14, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. It's Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Lash Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Lash and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Been a solid second quarter so far for the Bearcats as they now lead this one 26-14. They have outscored Minnesota Crookston 8-3 so far here in the second quarter. They're led still by Peyton Kelderman with 6 points, but they have seven different players who have scored a field goal so far in this one for Northwest Missouri. Zemma Miller will bring it up the floor for Minnesota Crookston, who now need an answer offensively, and we're going to see an offensive foul. So that'll give Northwest Missouri possession with 5:21 remaining in the first half. Bearcats up 26-14. Vasquez will move it from left to right. Bearcats up by 12. Ella Moody has it left wing now, top to Vasquez, who swings it over to Kaylee Keston. Keston on the right wing, pass inside, they kick it back out, open three on the way from the left wing, and it's good for Lauren Gillig. Lauren Gillig, her second three-pointer of the contest, and the Bearcats with their largest lead of 15. Ellie McCrod looks for a screen from Tormanen, as the Crookston Eagles now need an answer. Miller has it in the left corner. Pass up top to McCrod. McCrod will step into a right wing three. That one is right down the pipe and good. Big time answer for Minnesota Crookston, who badly needed a bucket. Shooting 1-for-7 in the quarter up to that bucket. As now Kaylee Keston will step into a right wing three. It's short off the front of the iron. Emma Miller will bring it the other way in for Minnesota Crookston. Lead pass inside to Hernandez, but it was tipped out by Vasquez to just stop the fast break for Minnesota Crookston. Crookston retains possession. They'll inbound from the baseline with 4:22 remaining in the second quarter. Bearcats up 29-17. Miller looking for somewhere to inbound the basketball. Throws it back up top to Janie Tormanen. Now Miller, right wing. Miller dribbles inside, going all the way. Takes a running six-footer. It's strong off the back of the iron. Gillig with the defensive rebound from Northwest Missouri. 4:10 and counting remaining in the second quarter. Keston will bring this one up the floor. Now in the right wing to Moody. Back up to Keston. He'll swing it around to Gillig on the left wing. Hartnett back up top. Gillig, left wing three, short off the front of the iron. Tormanen had the defensive rebound for Minnesota Crookston. They find Hernandez on the other side of the court. Her layup with the left hand is strong off the backboard. She had a wide open look, just couldn't get it to fall. 29-17, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. 3:40 and counting remaining in the second quarter. Gillig on the left wing. Pass inside. That one is tipped and stolen away. Emma Miller on the fast break. Miller, coast to coast, gets it to Hernandez, lays it up and in with the right hand. Lead cut back to 10. With 3:20 and counting remaining in the second quarter. Hartnett swings it over to Gillig. Left wing, back up top. And now tipped and stolen away. Nice job by Miller defensively. Miller now bringing it the other way. Miller to McCron. McCron on the left wing. Drives inside on the left block, and now she gets in a tie-up with Lauren Iman. A jump ball will be called. Possession will go to Northwest Missouri State. As Kelsey Fields and Evelyn Vasquez will check back into the game for Northwest Missouri, while Taryn Frazier will check into the game for Minnesota Crookston, as well as Alex Page. Right now on the floor for the Bearcats, it's Kaylee Keston, Evelyn Vasquez, Lauren Gillig, Molly Hartnett, and Kelsey Fields. Minnesota Crookston, Emma Miller, Taryn Frazier, Alex Page, Janie Tormanen, as well as Nicole Hernandez. Molly Hartnett, pass cross court, Gillig, wide open three in the corner. Her third three goes. What a first half and second quarter it's been for Lauren Gillig. Now 9 points for her in this early contest. 32-19, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. Alex Page on the left wing, pass inside to Tormanen. Tormanen backing up into the post, goes up. She has her pass tipped away by Gillig, and they're just able to keep it in bounds. Taryn Frazier reverses hands, goes all the way, layup strong off the glass, but an offensive rebound. Going up and getting it to go is Janie Tormanen. And so now the lead is cut to 11. 32-21, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles with 2:10 and counting remaining in the first half. Vasquez over to the left wing. Now pass inside to Hartnett. Back out Gillig. Can she hit another three-pointer? A little short, but an offensive rebound by Fields. Her put back strong off the glass, but Kelsey Fields was fouled. So Fields will head to the line and shoot two. Kelsey Fields, 2 for 4 from the free throw line so far in this one. Bearcats up 32-21, 1:57 remaining in the second quarter. She clanks the first one strong off the back of the iron. No good. So the lead stays at 11. And that's what she's done in her first two appearances. Miss the first, make the second, and that's what she does here again. 33-21, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. Emma Miller will bring it up the floor for Minnesota Crookston. Frazier, right wing, kicks it out to Hernandez. Now Alex Page swinging it around. Pass inside to Tormenin, but it's stolen away by Gillig. Gillig gets it to Vasquez, who will bring it the other way. Pass cross court. Wide open, Keston in the corner for three. Strong off the right part of the iron. Minute and a half remaining in the second quarter. Alex Page will bring it up the floor for the Golden Eagles. Page in the right wing to Taryn Frazier. Frazier driving in, kicks it out, Emma Miller. Minute 20 and remaining. Now kick out, Frazier, corner three. It's off the front of the iron. She gets her own miss. Put back, layup with the right hand, goes. Lead cut back to 10. 33-23, Bearcats over the Golden Eagles. Just over a minute to play in the first half. Vasquez to the right wing. Gillig back up top, Vasquez. Vasquez pass inside to Hartnett. Bounce pass goes off the foot of Janie Tormenin and goes flying to the scorer's table. As now two substitutions as Lindsay Kelderman and Peyton Kelderman will check into the game. Lindsay Kelderman, the 5'6 freshman, played 2 minutes last night for Northwest Missouri. Kelderman to inbound, gets it to Peyton Kelderman. Kelderman looking for a screen. Under a minute to play here in the first half, 50 seconds. Peyton Kelderman drives inside on the left block. Kicks it to Gillig. Gillig drives inside. Her running four-footer with the right hand is off the glass and down. 35-23, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. 40 seconds and counting remaining in the first half. Alex Page in the left corner. Pass inside. Tormenin under the bucket. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass back up top to Frazier. Swings it to Hernandez on the right wing. Hernandez running six-footer off the glass. Too strong. Gets her own miss. Put back with the right hand is good. So lead cut back to 10. And now for Northwest Missouri, they can hold it for the final shot. They lead it by 10 with 15 seconds and counting remaining in the first half. Evelyn Vasquez looking for a screen. On the right elbow, kicks it out, 7 to shoot. Vasquez drives inside, going on the left block. Bounce pass is almost tipped away and stolen. Vasquez gets it, the ball is loose, and it will stay loose to end off the first half. Well, an interesting first half. The offense definitely not in the same rhythm it was yesterday. The Bearcats of Northwest Missouri, they lead it 35-25 over Minnesota Crookston at the break. Our halftime report is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services is at 660-562-0300.
Today's game is brought to you by Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe with the full AGCO lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more. To view all of the ag equipment, ZieglerAg.com. At Ziegler Ag Equipment, we're ready.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesaintjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills is a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Back with you at halftime as the Bearcats lead it at the half, 35-25 over Minnesota Crookston. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First, we'll start with Minnesota Crookston. So far, shooting 34% from the field, 14% from three, or 2-for-3 from the free throw line. They're led by Emma Miller with 6 points, but then the rest, you have 3 points for Mikrop, Page, and Fox. Lane, Tormanen, and Frazier all have two. Nicole Hernandez also with 4 points in the first half. For the Bearcats, they are shooting 46% from the field, 50% from three, 5-for-10, also 50% from the free throw line. They're led by Lauren Gillig, who has 11 points in the first half, 3-for-5 from downtown. Peyton Kellerman with 6 points, Evelyn Vasquez with 5, Jaina Green and Hartnett both with 4 points in this one. 8 turnovers for both teams so far in the first half, and then so far, it's been kind of, yeah, that ugly kind of game. Cats out-rebounding the Eagles 20-17 in the first half. That's a look at your first half numbers. We'll step aside. More of our halftime is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or MyMLC.com/Maryville. Also from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is at BearcatSports.com. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from King City Lumber, their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
You're listening to the Bearcat Halftime Report, presented by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company.
John Willis back with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as the women's basketball team leads it at the half 35-25 over the Golden Eagles of Minnesota Crookston. Let's take a look around Bearcat Athletics. The football team is closing out the regular season today in Emporia, with a big matchup with Emporia State currently at last check. They are up 20-14 with 11:04 remaining in the third quarter of Emporia State. Of course, big playoff implications for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats in that one, so that'll be a big game to watch out for Northwest Missouri State. For volleyball, they fell in four sets of the MIAA tournament yesterday to 20th-ranked Washburn. They won the first set 26-24, but then dropped the last three, 25-23, 26-24, and 29-27. So now for Northwest Missouri, they will wait to see if they will be in the NCAA tournament that starts next week. I think those results will be coming out on Sunday if they will be in that tournament. And for the men's basketball team, they opened up with their Hilliard tip-off classic yesterday against Northern State. They won 81-78 in St. Joseph. Today, they also play Minnesota Crookston. That game is set for 4 p.m. tip-off. That game can be heard on the Bearcat Radio Network. So there's a look at some of your Bearcat athletics, but here at the half in the women's basketball side of things, the Bearcats lead at 35-25. Over Minnesota Crookston. We're back for more from Kearney right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More info online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More info at MarylandSmiles.com. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More info at mteoffice.com or Facebook. MTE Powering Business.
Support for today's game is from East Hills Shopping Center, located in St. Joseph, Missouri. a shopping and dining destination with special events, entertainment, and more. More information is on their website at shopeasthills.com or on Facebook and Instagram. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
You're listening to the Bearcat Halftime Report, presented by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company.
Back with you from the Health and Sports Center, as it's been a solid first half for the Northwest Missouri women's basketball team. They lead it 35-25 over Minnesota Crookston. But again, not the same offensive numbers we saw yesterday for Northwest Missouri. They shot 52% from the field yesterday. So not bad, 46%. They just haven't, you know, put as many points on the board. 18 points in the first, 17 in the second. 35 points total. They lead this one by 10. But for Minnesota Crookston, they're shooting much better than they did yesterday, shooting 34% from the field and more consistently, scored 18 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter for Minnesota Crookston. So for Northwest, they will look to get their second win of the season. We're just about 2 minutes away from the third quarter. Step aside one final time. Third quarter action is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball, Bearcat Radio Network, as well as the MIAA Network.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main and Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
24 second half action here from Kearney in the final game for the Bearcats in this kind of opening season round robin with Northwest Missouri, UNK, Southwest Minnesota State, and Minnesota Crookston. Northwest Missouri looking to start out the season 2-0. They lead this one 35-25 as we resume action here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Or if you're watching along on Loper Vision and the MIAA Network, as the Bearcats and the Golden Eagles take the floor, ready for second half action, as the Golden Eagles will now move from left to right. Alex Page will inbound to start out this second half for the Golden Eagles. Golden Eagles down by 10 as we start out this second half. So we're ready to get things started. Alex Page will throw it in the backcourt to Miller, but it's tipped out of bounds by Vasquez, so possession will stay with Minnesota Crookston to open up the second half. So now Page moves down the sideline to inbound after it was tipped out. Gets it into Miller, and Miller will bring it up the floor. Emma Miller with 6 points in the first half for Minnesota Crookston. Miller driving inside, kicks it back out. Natalie McCrott on the left wing gets a screen from Fox. McCrott drives inside, up top to Page. Page driving, spinning, almost loses the ball, but kicks it back out to McCrott. McCrott right wing with 8 to shoot. Gets it to Erica Lane. Her layup with the left hand is strong off the glass. The defensive rebound scooped up by Kelsey Fields. Now Northwest Missouri will work this one the other way with Molly Hartnett. Hartnett driving all the way. Goes all the way. Her fadeaway six-footer off the glass goes down and in. 37-25. Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. Just over 9 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Macron on the right wing, kicks it out to Page, now back up top, Miller swinging it around to the left corner. Pass inside to Fox, Fox at the left elbow. Sits it out to Miller, Miller on the right wing, gets a screen from Fox. Takes a running 11-footer, that one clangs around and in. Rolled around a little bit on the top of the rim. Now the lead is cut back to 10 again. Minnesota Crookston keeping it at arm's length. 37-27. As Hartnett drives all the way, her fadeaway four-footer no good, but Kelsey Fields with the offensive rebound, putback's good, and the foul. Kelsey Fields will head to the line to try to make it a three-point play. Kelsey Fields 3-for-6 from the free throw line in the first half. She always missed the first and made the second, but only gets one opportunity here. Her free throw is good. 40-27, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. As Mikron drives inside, fade away, 7-footer. That one clangers off the front of the iron, but there was a foul. And so Natalie Mikron will head to the line to shoot two. Mikron attempting her first free throws of the contest as her first one is up and good. It's about 8.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Bearcats up 40-28 over Minnesota Crookston. McCrotter, second free throw, that one is good as well. So a 2-for-2 trip to the line. 40-29, Bearcats on top of Minnesota Crookston. It's Hartnett will work it the other way. Gets a screen from Vasquez. Hartnett drives inside. Trying to get into the low post on the right block. Throws up a shot with the right hand. That one goes off the glass and in. Bearcats shooting very good from the field so far. Now 3-for-4 to start out this second half. Erica Lane gets it to Mikron in the right corner. Fox hands it off back to Mikron, but Mikron traveled. That'll be a turnover, the ninth turnover of the ball game for Minnesota Crookston. As Ella Moody checks back into the game. Moody played 9 minutes in the first half, 2 points on 1-for-1 shooting, 1 rebound and 1 assist. Moody to bring this one up the floor, now working in the left corner, trying to back into the post. Moody, fade away, turn around, 7-footer. That one hangs off the front of the rim and misses, but an offensive rebound. Vasquez on the left wing, drives inside, running 9-footer off the front of the iron. And they will say the ball went out of bounds off of Minnesota Crookston. So Northwest Missouri, no, it was a foul. So Northwest Missouri will retain possession. Ella Moody will inbound from the baseline. Bearcats up 42-29 with 7:47. Remaining in the third. Inbound it to Kelderman. Kelderman, left corner, three on its way. It's off the front of the iron. But now we're going to see another foul as falling to the ground was Kelsey Fields. And Fox kind of throwing up her hands. The foul was called on Erica Lane. Lane, it's her third foul of the contest, and so she will check out. Nicole Hernandez will come into the game. Ella Moody to inbound from the baseline, gets it into Kelsey Fields. Fields to the top of the key to Kelderman. Kelderman drives inside, kicks it out. Vasquez inside, 12 to shoot. Fields kicks it back out to Jaina Green. Green to Kelderman. Kelderman looking for a screen from Green. Bounce pass inside of Fields, lays it up and in with the right hand. So now the Bearcats up by 15, 44-29 with 7:20 and counting remaining in the third. Corner three-pointer on its way from Mikrod. It clangers off the iron. And no good. Northwest Missouri will work it the other way with Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez works it up the floor. Vasquez drives inside on the left block, looking for somewhere to go. Kicks it out to a streaking Jaina Green, who misses the layup, but gets her own miss. Putback no good with the right hand. Ball is being tipped around. It goes out of bounds off of Emma Miller. So possession will stay with Northwest Missouri. Taryn Frazier and Veronica Schwartz check into the game for Minnesota Crookston with 6:59 remaining in the third quarter. Get it into Vasquez. Vasquez was wide open under the bucket. She lays it up and in with the left hand. Now a 17-point lead for the Bearcats. 46-29 with 6:15 counting remaining in the third. Miller swings the pass to Hernandez on the right wing. Pass inside to Brent Fox. Fox pass cross court. Three-pointer from Schwartz is off the front of the iron. Jaina Green with a defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Vasquez to work it the other way for the Bearcats. Vasquez, nice pass inside to Fields. Fields turns around, but she traveled. So that'll be a turnover Ninth turnover of the game for the Bearcats. Both teams with 9 turnovers so far in the contest. Zemma Miller will work this one up the floor. 6:25 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Bearcats up 17. Zemma Miller kicks it out to Fox. Fox top of the key. Fox will get it to Frazier on the left wing. Frazier now gets a screen from Fox. Frazier drives in, kicks it out. Hernandez, corner three on the way. It's an air ball. Peyton Kelderman with the defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Kelderman to work it the other way. Kelderman behind the back, drives inside. Goes all the way, kicks it out. Kelsey Fields, and back up top to Hartnett. Hartnett over to Green. Green, pass inside. Fade away, 7-footer is an air ball from Kelsey Fields. Rebound by Brent Fox for the Golden Eagles. Emma Miller, pass up top to Schwartz. They're moving the ball around with Frazier on the left wing. Frazier up top to Hernandez. Back to Miller. Miller to Fox. Bounce pass back to Miller. Miller on the left block. Spins around. Takes a fadeaway 6-footer with the right hand. That's a pretty looking shot from Emma Miller. 46-31 Bearcats. With just under 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Get it up top. Going all the way is Ella Moody. Moody spinning around. Shot is going to be a little short off the left part of the iron. Defensive rebound for Minnesota Crookston. Miller bringing it the other way. Miller going coast to coast. Lays it up with the right hand. It's strong off the backboard. So now Ella Moody will bring it the other way for Northwest Missouri. Bearcats up 15. 46-31. Moody gets a screen. Drives inside. Backs up. Kicks it out. Kelderman up top to Hartnett. Hartnett looking for a screen from Fields. Now drives inside, backing up into the right block. Fades away, and she is fouled as she goes up for a shot fouled by Emma Miller. For Emma Miller, it is her second foul of the contest. Now we will get our under five timeout. 4:43 remaining in the third. Northwest Missouri leads at 46-31. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More info at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Back with you from Kearney. As for UNK, for Northwest Missouri, they lead this one 46-31. So far in this one, it's been a solid performance so far for the Bearcats. They lead it 46-31. And now Molly Hartnett will head to the free throw line after she was fouled. Her first free throw is up and good. So now 47-31, Bearcats over the Golden Eagles. As Hartnett approaches the line, takes a couple dribbles, her second free throw. That one is good. So the lead back to 17 for Northwest Missouri, 4:40 and counting, remaining in the third quarter. Veronica Schwartz on the right wing, pass inside to Fox. Fox goes up with the right hand, strong off the glass, gets her a miss, put back, no good. Gets this time Veronica Schwartz with the offensive rebound. Emma Miller, left corner three on its way. Bingo! Emma Miller hits that one in the corner. Lead is cut to 14. Minnesota Crookston trying to stay in this one. Molly Hartnett will bring it up the floor. Hartnett up top. So Ella Moody. Moody kicks it out to Hartnett. Hartnett drives inside. Goes all the way. Spinning around. Kicks it to Kaylee Keston, who checks into the game. Keston looking for somewhere to go. Gets it up top. 5 seconds to shoot. Hartnett will step into a right wing three. It's on its way, and it's good. Molly Hartnett to beat the shot clock buzzer. Hits that one. 51-34. Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. Hernandez up top. to Emma Miller. Swinging the ball around. Frazier bounce pass inside to Fox. Fox goes up. Layup with the right hand is a little strong off the top of the glass, but she was fouled. So Bren Fox will head to the free throw line. Bren Fox, 1 for 2 up to this point from the charity stripe. And now she approaches the free throw line. With 3:35 remaining in the third, her first free throw is a little strong off the back of the iron. Fox, her second free throw is up and good. So now 2 for 4 in the contest from the free throw line as Brent Fox checks this out. Jeannie Tormanen checks in for Minnesota Crookston. Molly Hartnett will work it up the floor for the Bearcats, with the Bearcats leading by 16, 51-35. Just under 3.5 minutes to play in the third. Kaylee Keston, top of the key, bounce pass inside to Iman, spins around, shot with the right hand is strong off the glass. Rebound the other way. Here comes Taryn Frazier. Frazier to Mikron on the left wing. Now in the corner, Hernandez. Tormanen on the left block, drives inside, working under the basket. Now bounce pass up top to Mikron. McCrott gets a screen, steps into a shot from the free throw line, but it was blocked by Hartnett. He'll land out of bounds, and Bearcats will take over with 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. So we see Jillian Fleming check into the game for the first time in the regular season for Northwest Missouri, as Vasquez will bring it up the floor. Hartnett hands it off to Keston, now back up top. Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez gets a screen from Fleming. Fleming, right wing. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Vasquez spinning around, going into the left block. Backing up. Nice pass inside to Keston. Keston will run into a four-footer. That one rattles around and in. Bearcats up 53-35 with 2.5 minutes remaining in the third. Nicole Hernandez on the left wing gets it up top. And Natalie McCrott. McCrott with 2.5 minutes left to play in the third. Drives inside, kicks it out. Now back up top to Miller. Miller drives inside. Miller kicks it out. Mikron, left corner three. She was fouled and puts it in. So a chance for a four-point play. You don't see that very often. She was fouled pretty hard, too. So now McCrott, chance to make it a four-point play at the free throw line. Her free throw is good. It's a four-point play for the Golden Eagles. It's 53-39. It's now 9 points for Natalie McCrott as Vasquez brings it up the floor. Bounce pass to Gillig. Now Vasquez on the right wing. Vasquez drives inside, throws up a seven-footer. It is a little too short, but Tormanen stepped out of bounds trying to save it. So possession will stay with the Bearcats. 2 minutes remaining in the third. Bearcats up 53-39 over Minnesota Crookston. Well, inbound this one to Jillian Fleming. Fleming on the right wing, pass inside to Gillick, who is fouled by Taryn Frazier. Minute 57 left in the third. And now the Bearcats in the bonus, as that was the fifth foul, so Lauren Gillig will head to the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is good. Lauren Gillig only played 3 minutes last night, but now 12 points in the contest for her. Second free throw is up and good. 55-39, the Bearcats on top. As Alex Pate, will bring this one up the floor with Hernandez. Hernandez, top of the key. Gets it to Frazier now inside of Tormanen, but it is almost stolen away by Gillig. They'll get Gillig for the foul, though. And it's getting a little too physical that time. And that's the fourth foul for the Bearcats, so the next foul will put the Golden Eagles in the bonus. Emma Miller to inbound from the baseline. Miller looking for someone to go with the ball. Gets it into Mikron. Mikron on the right corner falls out of bounds. Got it into Miller, but Miller, when she caught it, was still out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover. And Northwest Missouri takes over with a minute 40 remaining in the third quarter. Evelyn Vasquez to bring this one up the floor. Hands it off to Keston. Keston over to Moody. Moody in the right elbow. Drives inside. Right block. Backing away into the paint. Turns around. Spinning. Has her shot blocked by Hernandez. Minnesota Crookston takes over on the turnover. Miller driving inside. Takes a running seven-footer. The teardropper's good for Emma Miller. 55-41. Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. Vasquez to work it up the floor. Minute 10 remaining in the third. Gillig over to Keston. Keston in the left wing. Keston drives inside. Kicks it out to Gillig. Gillig up top. Vasquez. Vasquez looking for a screen. Drives inside. Goes all the way. Throws up a layup with the left hand. A little too strong off the backboard. Golden Eagles will take it the other way with Emma Miller. Miller gets a screen. Drives inside. Great feed back to Tormanin, who has a scoop layup with the right hand. Go down and in. So lead is cut back to 12. 55-43, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. Just under 40 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Ella Moody driving into the post. Moody turning around, spinning, has her shot blocked by Nicole Hernandez. Emma Miller to work it the other way for the Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. Corner three for Mikrop. That one off the front of the iron. Defensive rebound scooped up by Ella Moody. Shot clock is turned off. So now the Bearcats will likely hold for the final shot of the third. But we'll see a foul. Emma Miller commits a foul on Evelyn Vasquez, so now that'll send Evelyn Vasquez to the free throw line. That's the third foul on Miller. So Evelyn Vasquez at the free throw line. 1 for 2 up to this point from the charity stripe. First shot on its way. It is strong off the back iron. 10 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. As Lindsey Kelderman will get ready to check into the game for Northwest Missouri along with Jana Green. So we will see two substitutions with Lindsey Kelderman and Jana Green into the game. They are joined by Moody, Gillig, and Keston right now on the floor for the Bearcats. Ella Miller will let this one roll for a bit before picking it up just before midcourt. 8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Miller stepping back on the left wing, trying to get past Green. Goes all the way, falls away, takes an 8-footer. It's a little too strong off the right of the iron. And that is the end of the third quarter. After three, Northwest Missouri State leads this one 56-43 over Minnesota Crookston. Fourth quarter action is just ahead on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and paintless dent removal. Information at facebook.com/Pitz Body Shop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts and hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits.
Welcome you back here. Fourth quarter action from the Health and Sports Center. Bearcats in their second game of the regular season. They lead it 56-43. Over the Golden Eagles, looking to start the year 2-0 and get two wins here in Kearney. John Willis with you if you're listening along on the Bearcat Radio Network or watching along on Loper Vision and the MIAA Network, as Molly Hartnett will start things off for the Bearcats here in the fourth quarter. Bearcats up by 13. Vasquez kicks it out. Hartnett on the right wing, drives inside, spinning to the left block, kicks it to Green. Green drives inside, kicks it to the corner. Now Hartnett drives all the way, stutters. Nice pass inside. Kelsey Fields goes up and lays it up and in with the right hand. Fields now in double digits with 10 points. Mikros steps into a right wing three. That one off the front of the iron. Jana Green with the defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. They lead it 58-43 with 9.5 minutes remaining in the third. Get it to Kelderman on the left wing. Kelderman gets a screen from Fields. Kelderman stops, kicks it out. Molly Hartnett pass cross court. Now inside to Fields. Fields stopping. Going into the post. Left-handed hook shot from 5 feet out. That one goes. Lead back to 17 for Northwest Missouri. They lead it 60-43. Hernandez kicks it up top to Frazier. Now to McCrott. McCrott on the left wing. Working the ball around. Tormanen spinning around. Left-handed shot off the glass. That one is down and in for Minnesota Crookston. So 60-45. Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. 8:45 and counting remaining in the fourth quarter. Molly Hartnett has it on the left wing. Hartnett looking for a screen from Fields, drives inside, stutters in the post, bounce pass to Fields on the left block, goes up with the right hand, her shot a little too strong. So now Minnesota Crookston will bring it the other way. Taryn Frazier on the left wing. Gets it to Natalie McCrott, and Evelyn Vasquez is going to steal it away. So now Kelderman brings it the other way. Left wing three on its way. It clatters off the front of the iron. A little too short. Emma Miller working it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. Her reverse layup with the left hand goes off the glass and in. Emma Miller, 17 points now for the Golden Eagles to lead the way. Lead still 13, though, with just under 8 minutes to play in the fourth. Kelderman has it top of the key. Gets it to Kelsey Fields on the right elbow. Fields onto Kelderman. Kelderman looking for a screen. Drives inside, moving into the right block. Stutters, throws up a shot with the right hand. Little strong. Kelsey Fields with the offensive rebound. She is fouled as she goes up. Her shot was no good, but she will go to the free throw line and shoot two. She is 4-for-7 so far from the free throw line. She will head to the free throw line. Couple substitutions as Brent Fox and Alex Page check back into the game. First free throw from Kelsey Fields. That one rattles around and in. So lead 61-47 for the Bearcats. They try to start out the season 2-0. Kelsey Fields, her second free throw is up and good. 62-47, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles as Emma Miller will work this one the other way for Minnesota Crookston. Miller stops back, kicks it out Hernandez. Hernandez swings it over to the right wing, Taryn Frazier. Back up top, Alex Page. Back to Miller, Hernandez, left wing. Pass inside to Fox. Fox, who just checked back into the game for the Golden Eagles. Alex Page drives all the way. She has her pass stripped away. They'll call a jump ball as she got tangled up with Kelsey Fields. Possession will stay with the Golden Eagles. Again, Bren Fox quiet again today. 1-for-10 from the field. 2 points. So far for Bren Fox as Emma Miller will inbound. Gets it to Fox, who hands it off to Miller. Miller in the left corner. Thought about a three, now drives inside. Miller with 4 to shoot. Gets it to Frazier. Frazier will launch up a 19-footer. It clangs off the side of the backboard. It'll be a shot clock violation. Northwest Missouri State takes over. With 7:08 left to play in the fourth. Bearcats up 62-47. As Kelderman will inbound to Molly Hartnett to work this one up the floor for Northwest Missouri. Just about 7 minutes left to play in the fourth. Hartnett drives into the lane. Looking for someone to go. She's guarded closely by Miller. Her fadeaway 9-footer bounces off the front of the rim and then drops in. 64-47. Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. As they now kick it into the left corner. Taryn Frazier drives inside. Frazier steps into a 10-footer with the right hand. It's short off the front iron. Jada Green with a defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Lead pass to Fields. Fields, though, is pickpocketed by Miller. Alex Page will work it the other way for the Golden Eagles. Page over to Frazier on the left wing. Frazier loses her footing, stumbles. They'll call her for a travel. And that'll be the other way for Northwest Missouri. Northwest Missouri is led by Molly Hartnett with 15 points. Fields is 14, Gillig with 13. So three players in double digits for the Bearcats as Ella Moody backs into the lane, kicks it out. Right wing, now in the corner to Green. Pass too high for Kelsey Fields. It's stolen away by Emma Miller. Miller will work it the other way for Minnesota Crookston. Golden Eagles trying to fight back into this one, but it might be too little too late as lead pass for Bren Fox almost goes out of bounds. She's able to save it. Hernandez back up top to Miller. Miller guarded by Kelderman. Miller drives inside, kicks it out Hernandez. 10 to shoot for Minnesota Crookston. Page gets a screen. Back up top Hernandez. 5 seconds to shoot. Frazier gets a screen. Top of the key. Drives inside. steps back, 19-footer strong off the back iron, fight for the rebound. Brent Fox and Kelsey Fields going for it. Kelsey Fields wins the battle as Northwest Missouri will work it the other way. Ella Moody stutters inside, lead pass to Green. Green, her layup with the right hand is off the glass and in. 19-point lead for the Bearcats. They're running away in this one late. They lead it 66-47 with a little bit over 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Miller steps into a left wing three. That one is strong off the back of the iron. Molly Hartnett with a defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Now Northwest Missouri will slow things down here a little bit. Comfortably in the lead with 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Moody drives into the left block. Kicks it out, almost stolen away by Page. They now kick it back out to Kelderman. Kelderman steps back, right wing three on its way, short off the front of the iron. Fight for the rebound as the ball is going around. Nicole Hernandez ends up getting it for Minnesota Crookston. Miller kicks it back to Page. Page on the left wing is fouled by Peyton Kelderman. And we will see our under 5 minute timeout. 4:40 remaining in the fourth. Bearcats lead it over the Golden Eagles 66-47. This is Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
John Willis back with you on the Bearcat Radio Network, as well as if you're watching along on Low Provision and the MIAA Network. Bearcats lead at 66-47 over the Golden Eagles of Minnesota Crookston. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as the Bearcats seeking to start out the season 2-0. They lead this one by 19 as Emma Miller will inbound this one from the baseline, gets it into a three from the left wing by Erica Lane that was just a little far off the right part of the iron as Evelyn Vasquez will work it the other way for Northwest Missouri. Just 4.5 minutes left to play in the fourth. Vasquez drives inside, working on the left block. Throws it over to Kelderman. Now in the corner to Gillig. Lauren Gillig with a really nice afternoon so far. 13 points for the Bearcats. Now Molly Hartnett backing into the lane. Takes a fadeaway 6-footer. It clatters off the front of the iron. A little too short that time for Northwest Missouri. Emma Miller to work it the other way. Veronica Schwartz passing the left wing to Lane. Inside Tormanen. Tormanen backing into the post. Spins around. Shot with the left hand off the glass. Is down and in. So they're able to cut at the lead. 66-49. Northwest Missouri over Minnesota Crookston. With just under 4 minutes left to play. 3:50 and counting. Remaining in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass to Kelderman. Kelderman top of the key. Zips it into Iman. Iman is fouled as she goes up with the left hand. Foul was committed by Janie Tormanen. So you'll see a substitution. Lindsay Kelderman, the 5'6 redshirt freshman out of Urbandale, Iowa, will check into the game as Lauren Iman will head to the free throw line. Iman again scored 7 points in 8 minutes yesterday for Northwest Missouri in their big 95-86 win over Southwest Minnesota State. It's her first free throw, rattles around and in. Southwest Minnesota State takes on UNK at 4. Another big matchup between those two teams as the second free throw is good. Back to a 19-point lead as Kaylee Keston will check into the game for Northwest Missouri with 3:41 remaining in the fourth. Bearcats up 68-49. They get it into Miller. Miller will work quickly up the floor. A lot of ground to make up, not a lot of time to do it. They get it in the corner to Erica Lane. Bounce pass inside Tormanen. Tormanen working on the right block. Hook shot with the left hand. Circles around and in. 68-51, Bearcats on top of the Golden Eagles. As Vasquez will dribble with the left hand, switches to her right. with just about 3:15 and counting remaining in the fourth. Lindsey Kelderman at the free throw line. Backs back out, kicks it to Vasquez. Vasquez on the right wing, driving all the way. Right-handed layup, a little too strong off the backboard, but Vasquez was fouled, so she will head the line and shoot two. Vasquez 2 for 4 from the free throw line so far for Northwest Missouri. Vasquez has 8 points in 27 minutes so far for the Bearcats. Vasquez, first free throw is up, rims in and out. 3:08 remaining in this fourth. Bearcats up 68-51. Second free throw, that one is straight down the pipe. See a substitution as Kendall Klatt will check into the game, the 5'10 redshirt freshman out of Indianola, Iowa. Kendall Klatt was a four-time All-Little Hawkeye conference selection, averaged 14 points, 7 rebounds as a senior. So now kick this one inside to Tormanen. Tormanen backing into the post, kicks it out. Veronica Schwartz on the left wing gets a screen. Bounce pass back to Tormanen. Left-handed layup goes off the glass and in. Kendall Klatt also tied her school record for threes in a game with 10. Another interesting nugget as Lindsey Kelderman gets it up top to Iman. Iman top of the key. Lead pass for Gillig. A little too far inside, but she's able to keep it. Gets it to Keston in the right block. Kicks it out. Back up top, Lindsey Kelderman. Deep three. It is off the front of the iron. And no good. 69-53. Bearcats on top. Golden Eagles working quickly with 2:20 and counting remaining in the fourth. Erica Lane drives inside, loses the ball, out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. It is the 14th turnover for Minnesota Crookston, and Northwest Missouri takes over with 2:18 remaining in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Keston will inbound to Lindsey Kelderman, who will work it up the floor for Northwest Missouri. As Jillian Fleming is also into the game, so Northwest Missouri getting in some not normal players with this game well in hand. Going all the way was Kendall Klatt. Klatt was fouled hard and hit the deck, so she will go to the line and shoot two. So Kendall Klatt at the free throw line. Up 69-53 with 2:03 remaining in the fourth. Fourth personal foul for Janie Tormanen, who has 12 points as well for Minnesota Crookston on 6-for-6 shooting. First free throw is off the front of the iron. No good. A little short that time. 2:03 remaining here in the fourth is second shot from Kendall Klatt. And that one is up and good. 70-53, Bearcats over the Golden Eagles. As now Emma Dudica comes into the game for Minnesota Crookston. Again, this game well in hand, so both teams getting some normal players. Some time with just under 2 minutes left to play as Tormanen backs into the low post on the left block, spinning around, bounce pass to Dudica, swings it over to Dana Melby, now in the left corner. Veronica Schwartz, bounce pass to Tormanen, four to shoot. Tormanen kicks it out, three-pointer from Schwartz on its way. Strong off the back of the iron, but she gets her own miss, and we have a kicked ball as it went off of a Bearcat. Minute 30 remaining in the fourth with Northwest Missouri up 70-53 over Minnesota Crookston. Dudica looks to inbound, throws it up for Tormanen. That one will go out of bounds off of Tormanen. Now they'll give the foul. They'll call the foul on Tormanen. Thought they might get maybe Lauren Iman as well, but they put the foul on Tormanen as Nicole Hernandez checks in for the Golden Eagles with 1:29 remaining in the fourth. So with this win, the Bearcats are going to start the season 2-0. Get two wins here in Kearney as Keston bounce pass to Iman. Iman is fouled as she goes up. So now Iman will head to the free throw line. Lauren Iman, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She has 2 points, 3 steals in 11 minutes of action. Iman at the free throw line. First shot is up and a little too strong off the back of the iron. So make that 2 for 3 so far in the contest for Lauren Iman from the free throw line. Iman, her second free throw is up and again, a little too strong. Orzem with the defensive rebound for Minnesota Crookston. 70-53, Bearcats lead it. They get it to Dudica, now swinging it around. Veronica Schwartz to Orzam on the left wing. That's inside of Nicole Hernandez. Hernandez kicks it up top to Dana Melby. Melby, left wing, pass inside, and we have a foul inside. Well, the second foul committed by the Bearcats here in the fourth quarter. So now Dudica will inbound from the baseline. Dudica gets it in to Veronica Schwartz. Back up top to Melby, swinging around, Orzam to Dudica on the right wing. Stan Melby, couple feet outside the left wing, back to Dudica. Everybody getting touches with 6 seconds to shoot. Veronica Schwartz kicks it out. Dana Melby, left wing three on its way. It will bounce around and in. So lead is cut to 14 with 40 seconds and counting in the fourth. Bearcats up 70-56. As Keston will drive all the way, she'll step into a 13-footer. It's short off the front of the iron. Dana Melby with the rebound for Golden Eagles. The shot clock is turned off. Veronica Schwartz to Dudica. Dudica thought about a left wing three. Now throws up a 13-footer with the right hand. It clangs off the back of the backboard and down. But now for Northwest Missouri, they can just dribble this one out. They will improve to 2-0. Nice start. They got the 95-86 win over Southwest Minnesota State last night, and now they will start the season out 2-0 with two wins in Kearney. They win it 70-58 over the Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. Our post-game report is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills is a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Back with you from Kearney as the Bearcats win this one, a 70-58 over Minnesota Crookston. To get their second win of the season, they start the year out 2-0 with two wins here in Kearney. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First for Northwest Missouri, they end up shooting 41% from the field, 40% from three, 6 for 15. Again, they shoot 25 shots from the charity stripe. 16 for 25 from the free throw line on 64% shooting. They were led by Molly Hartnett, who had 15 points on 6 for 8 shooting. She ended up with one rebound, two assists as well. Kelsey Fields with 14 points on 4 for 8 shooting, 6 for 9 from the free throw line, had 12 rebounds as well. And also Lauren Gillick had a really solid afternoon, 13 points on 4 for 6 shooting, 3 for 5 from downtown, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She played 18 minutes. Also some notable stats, 4 assists for Peyton Kelderman. Evelyn Vasquez finished with 9 points. Jana Green finished with 6 points and 5 rebounds. Meanwhile, for Minnesota Crookston, they finished with 58 points on 39% shooting, 22% from three-point land. They shot 70% from the free throw line. Emma Miller finished with 17 points on 8-for-13 shooting, 4 assists, 4 steals for her in the contest. Janie Tormanen finished with 12 points on 6-for-6 shooting. Natalie McCrott with 9 points in the contest on 2-for-8 shooting in the contest. But that was really all the offense for Minnesota Crookston here in this one, as they finished this one losing 70-58 to Northwest Missouri State. Rebound, Northwest Missouri out-rebounds the Golden Eagles 41-34. 12 offensive rebounds for Northwest Missouri. They had 11 turnovers compared to 15 turnovers for Minnesota Crookston. 3 blocks for the Golden Eagles as this one, 9 steals for Northwest Missouri. So that's a look at your final numbers as Northwest Missouri wins this one 70-58. Over Minnesota Crookston, our post-game show rolls on right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used trucks, cars, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Back with you from the Health and Sports Center as Northwest Missouri wins this one 70-58 over Minnesota Crookston. I'm joined by head coach Austin Meyer. And coach, 2-0 start to the year. I imagine you got to be pretty excited about the start.
Yeah, definitely. You know, to come out here and get, two region wins is definitely huge for us. We didn't play nearly as well offensively today, but I thought we were better defensively.
What about Lauren Gillig for you? She scored 13 points, made 3 threes. She did a nice job for you off the bench today.
Yeah, she's been really good for us, all year, our preseason and our scrimmages and stuff. She's been highly efficient. Hadn't played in a game. She's a kid that had ACL, didn't play her senior year of high school, and redshirted for us last year. So it's been a few years since she's played an organized game. So, she had some struggles a little bit in our exhibition games. But, she's one we're counting on, and she played well today, played with a lot of confidence. And for somebody to come in right away after only playing, 3 minutes, I think, the game before, says a lot about kind of her mentality. It's just, hey, be ready to go when my time comes, and she made things happen today.
I like defensively things were better today as well, holding them to 39% shooting from the field. What did you like in that aspect?
Yeah, I thought we did a better job of guarding the ball. Now, they don't attack, in transition nearly as much as Southwest Minnesota, but I thought we did a better job of just cutting off angles, guarding the ball, being there on the catch. I just thought we were much better defensively. I thought we were pretty focused defensively yesterday. We just we'd guard the initial drive, and then they'd spin or cross over, and we wouldn't guard the second effort as well. And I thought we did a better job today, guarding multiple moves.
Then what about 2-0 start to the season? Just how do you feel about your team as you head into some more games coming up?
Yeah, excited. We have a few days to prepare, and then we play, two NCAA tournament teams from last year. So it's going to be a huge challenge next week. But I thought we did some good things here this weekend, and there's definitely rebounding. We weren't very good today. We got to clean that up, other than Kelsey, who ended with 12. But our guards, we just got to do a better job boxing out and rebounding and hopefully cleaning up the guard the ball from the first game, and then just try to show the clips of things we've done good offensively, improve on those things, and hopefully be significantly better next weekend.
Awesome. Appreciate you stopping by. It's been head coach Austin Meyer on our postgame show. We're back to wrap it up from Kearney right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and paintless dent removal. Information at facebook.com/Pitz Body Shop.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf is at MazingoLake.com. Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts and hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits.
John Willis with you one final time to wrap it up from Kearney as the Bearcats win this one 70-58. Over Minnesota Crookston. They start the year 2-0 with two wins here in Kearney. Next week, they will be in the FHSU tournament down in Hays, Kansas. They'll have Colorado Mesa at 4 p.m. and on this next Friday, and then next Saturday, they'll have Minnesota State at 1 p.m. Well, that'll just about wrap up our coverage here from Kearney. Bearcats start the year 2-0 with a big 70-58 win over Minnesota Crookston. I've been John Willis, and you've been listening to Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's game also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. And from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More information on products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or provisionliving.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaller, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarylandSmiles.com. And from the Tri-State Auto Family on South Main in Maryville, with new or pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and more. Tri-State also provides remote services, including online purchase, home delivery, and video walk-around. To learn more, TriStateFordMaryville.com. Support also comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Also from William Coy's farm-to-table restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services is at 660-562-0300. And from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarylandForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More on Nucor.com. Support also comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227. Or airforce.com. Also from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, with a seating area at Center Court fit with a floor-to-ceiling fireplace, Wi-Fi, salon, and restaurants, and also a children's play area and carousel. East Hills is a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.